felt this on my heart, and the board asked me to preach this morning. I didn't enjoy that preaching last night. Amen. I might use that Shekinah shine sometime. That was good. I like that. I mean, that just come out of nowhere. I liked it, brother. Amen. Well, some might be tensed up this week, thinking you might hear a little holiness. You probably will. Amen. But we need it. We need it. There was a time when folks used to shout on good holiness preaching. Back it up. But we live in an hour where it's just not, well, you know everybody's holiness. We all believe like that. No, you don't. If you did, you live like that. Amen. We know the standard. Well, if you know it's so good, why don't you have it? Well, amen. I got a few with you. Amen. Some against me already. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12. And the Bible says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5, verse number 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned in the death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Would you bow your heads one more time, ask God to help us in the remainder of this service. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your goodness and your wonderful work that you're doing. God, we thank you for all you've done. Helped us and blessed us and helped us. And Lord, we ask you to keep us right now. God, you know the need. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Before I forget, I was asked to do something last weekend, and I near about forgot it, Brother Steve. I near about forgot it. I want to wish somebody a happy anniversary today. Amen. It's today, tomorrow, it's sometime this week. You know who you are. Ain't that right, Brother Robbie? Amen. And I appreciate knowing that they've been married for a while. Hallelujah. And we do appreciate the Lord and glad to be here and looking for God. How many is looking for God to help you in youth camp? Amen. I know that God wants to help us, no doubt in my mind. And there's no doubt that God can help us and that he's willing to help us. I mean, the Bible said he's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all, not just some, but that all might come to repentance. I believe the love of God is summed up best in John 3:16, for it says, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have eternal life. Thank God for the great plan of salvation. But there is a hindrance to salvation. And there is an adversary to the plan of God. The Bible warns us that we have an adversary as a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. When Jesus talked to Peter, he said, Simon, Simon, amen, Satan hath desired to have thee, to sift thee as wheat. Amen, wasn't John that said that the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. And let me tell you something, friend, there is something in this world called sin that's a horrible, horrible taskmaster. Amen. Don't care who you are. I don't care how many ages you've been around. I don't care how many church services you've been in. If sin can get a hold of a life, it will destroy it. Amen. There's nothing in this universe. There's nothing in this world. Amen. There's nothing that we know of more destructible and damnable than sin. Ralph Barton years ago lay dying in his apartment. By his own hand, he had took some poison and was dying. And this is what he wrote. I had had my
will. I've tasted every pleasure. I have drunk my fill of the purple measure. It has lost its zest. Sorrow is my guest. Oh, the lees are bitter, bitter. Give me rest. Love once filled my bowl up, running over with blisses. I've made my very soul drunk with crimson kisses. But I drank it dry. Love has passed me by. Oh, the lees are bitter, bitter. Let me die. Amen. What a sad epitaph of what sin can do to a life. Amen. You think about the power of sin and what sin is. Amen. It is destruction. Amen. The Bible said that sin is coming short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. The Bible said that sin is a transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Amen. Sin is all unrighteousness. 1 John 5:17, all unrighteousness is sin. Amen. The Bible said sin is knowing to do good and doing it not. James said in James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is a sin. Amen. One man said about this wicked thing called sin. Amen. If you combine in one the infidelity of Ingersoll, the vileness of Nero, the monstrosity, the wickedness of Karl Marx, the philosophy, amen, of Karl Marx, the lust, amen, of Cleopatra, the worldly ambition of Pilate, the despising of God by Stalin, the vaulting military genius of Napoleon, the cruelty of Jezebel, the murderous intent of Henry VIII, the hatred of the Jews by Hitler, the treacherous act of Judas. You would have some sort of definition of the Antichrist, but words alone cannot describe how destructive sin is. Amen. Sin might not tear down the walls of a house, but sin will come in and tear down the house. It'll break apart families. It'll tear apart homes. It'll make a husband and wife leave each other. Amen. It'll make children leave the home and despise mom and daddy. All because of sin. Amen. Sin caused the angels to fall. Amen. Sin made that great gulf that no man can cross between heaven and hell. Amen. Sin overthrew David. It caused Saul to die by the sword. It took the strength of Samson. It closed the gate to the Garden of Eden. It nailed Christ to the cross. It overthrew Roman armies. Could not. I'm telling you, sin is a treacherous, treacherous thing. Amen. Sin invented that pit called hell. It made that worm, amen, that dieth not, that flame that cannot be quenched. It's called angels that fall out of heaven. Amen. Sin has turned light into darkness. Sin is disobedience, rebellion, treason, a murder, the work of Satan. Amen. I'm telling you, we better watch out. Sin is a terrible, terrible thing. I've seen it take me and turn them into rebellious men. I've seen it take children and use them and abuse them, ruin their lives, scar them forever, all because of the pleasures of sin. Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning, sin don't care how pure you are. Amen. Sin don't care who your mom and daddy is or what church you attend. If sin can get its claws upon you, amen, young lady, it'll ruin your reputation. Young man, it'll put things in your life that ought not be there. It will destroy your relationship with God. Amen. You know, a lot of times, I was talking to a fella here a while back, and maybe you heard this came to me. Maybe you've already heard it, but it came to me when we was talking, and I'm usually a little bit behind everybody else anyway, but he is talking about TVs. Amen. And he didn't have one. Praise God. But he went to somebody else's house
And watch theirs. Hallelujah. When I was over there watching this, and the other day I went over, they had some on, and I wanted to watch it, and I went over to watch it, and just went on and on about the times he went to his neighbor, and went over to watch TV, but he bragged on it, "I don't got one." And I just came to me, I said, "So what you're telling me is, amen, as long as you ain't got the snake, it's all right to play with somebody else's, even though he might bite you the same way he will at home. Amen, we better not lose our fear of sin. I say we better not lose, amen, that shame that it brings. Amen, realize how dangerous it is. I say when we lose that sense of danger around sin, we are in trouble. Amen, there used to be a time the wholeness church, when sin came in, we preached against it. We tried to pray it out, but now we've caressed it and said it'll be all right after a while. They'll get over it. But I'm telling you, sin's dangerous, and some don't ever make it back once they go out in sin. Amen. J.H. Jowett said, the greatest injury we can do to any man is to lighten his conception of the enormity of sin. Surely only fools mock of it. Amen. Carnal Newman said, it is the one great security against sin to be shocked at it. Amen. When people say of sin, it's not bad after all, they use not the grammar of salvation, but of damnation. You hear me this morning? Amen. There used to be things that we stood against. When the hymn lines come up too high, hey, it wasn't nothing for somebody to preach on them and say there's danger in lust. Amen. When people started wearing things on their ears and on their face that they ought not wear, we preached against it because there's danger in sin. When boys started acting like girls instead of men, we preached against it. It didn't matter whose youngin' they were, because there's danger in sin. I'm telling you, we better be careful. I say we better be careful. A sin will destroy a life. Amen. I asked Brother Vic to help me this morning. Come here, Brother Vic. I got to thinking about this thing, and probably ever since I've been in church, and before that, Brother Vic's been in church. I remember when I first got saved, going around him and his family, I've heard about him, amen, even before I got saved, and how God's helped him and how God's helping him now. I was thinking last night as he's singing, oh man, God's using that young man. I seem like every time I get around him, he takes a step higher and getting closer to God, him and his wife. Amen. But God don't care how long he's been in church. The devil don't care how long he's been in church. Amen. It don't care. Amen. How many times he's cried on the altar. I don't care how his family's doing. If he can get his hands upon him. Amen. If he can cause him to backslide. If he can cause him to compromise in some area. Amen. He will. I'm telling you, there's danger in sin. Amen. The best thing you can do is run for cover. Get as far away from it as you can. As close to God as you possibly can. Amen. I've seen young folks and older ones alike that's come to the house of God, and you try to talk to them and say, well, you really ought not listen to that. Come on now. You really not ought to have that station on your radio anyway. Well, it's just love songs. It ain't nothing to it. Amen. You take all the lust, divorce, and treachery out of a country music song. I tell you how it go. My dog. Amen. My wife. That's all the words you'd have. All it's about is adultery and fornication. Amen. Folks, listen to that. The devil don't care. I said he'll try to lure you away. But I'm warning somebody. Amen. You might not be going far now, so you think. But there's danger. I said there's danger in sin. Amen. Lift your hands. Ask God to help us. Oh, ask God to help us. Amen. You resist for a while. Oh, I ain't going to do it. Come on now. I'm not going to give in to that devil.
Oh, I've got my prayer life. Why don't you just lay off one Sunday morning? Lay out of church. Hey, you ain't got to go on Wednesday night prayer meeting. You ain't got to be that serious about God. But after a while, if you're not careful, it gets easy to lay out. It gets easy to leave off prayer. It gets easy to leave off devotion. And before you know it, you're giving in. Before you know it, hey man, you're letting the devil have the way in your life.
Bible say we were created in the image of God, in His likeness. You might disagree with me here, but no man's seen God and live. The Bible says He's a spirit. So I don't believe I just look like God. Hey man, you might get me later. But you know what I do believe? That when God made me, or when God made man in that garden, He made him morally and spiritually pure. In His likeness. Amen. God made us in His likeness. And God who is holy made a holy man. Amen. God who is righteous made a righteous man. Amen. But the decadence of man, that falling away, that man's decline, as he walked that moral road, amen, he began to stray. Amen. The Bible said about Adam and Eve, you know, we like to blame it all on Eve. It was Eve's fault. But the Bible said, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Amen. Can I tell you, on sin's road, a man makes a decision whether to follow God or to turn from Him. Amen. Every man, woman, boy, or girl that goes to hell made the choice at some time or another. They said, I won't pray no more. I won't sing in a choir. I won't seek God. I won't leave off sinning. And before long, sin got a hold to them and began to destroy their life. Amen. You know what the devil could do? He could lift up this young man and say, look what I got. I talked him into it. What would the devil do if he could take some young Christian here today? Amen. God's helped you in youth camp after youth camp, camp meetings, revivals, home services, and getting you to loosen up in your standard. Amen. Getting you to go in places you know you ought not go and doing things you ought not do. Amen. Every time you sin, you make a decision whether you're going to follow God or not. And by your actions, you're saying, no, I will not follow the Lord. Amen. As I prayed about this all year long, this has been on my heart. It might not seem much to you, but I'm telling you, it's been on my heart. And I thought, how many since last year, how many since the year before, have made a decision? I know God touched me and helped me. Amen. But He's more important than God. I know God saved me, sanctified me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost, but I'd have to give her up. Amen. Can I tell you, if she ain't living holy and righteous before God, amen, you don't need her. And if he ain't living holy and righteous before, I believe I'll shout that for a while, you don't need her. Amen. I don't care how good looking they are. I don't care how much they make up and fuss over you. If God ain't in it, you better get away. He'll destroy your life. Amen. I know young folks right now, you do too, and married out of lust. Amen. They married because of looks. Amen. They married because of what they thought somebody else was. And destroyed them. I said it's destroyed them. I'm not trying to be hard. I'm not trying to be overbearing. But I'm trying to warn you. You can be destroyed if you let the devil. Amen. You got him. I was praying for a buddy of mine that day. We preached together. I thought, man, he's got him. He's so wicked. He's so wicked. What are we going to do? I was telling somebody, other day. This Bible right here I'm preaching out of this morning was given me to buy Doug Bridges years ago. There's message after message, Brother Tony Walker, on holiness. It must be internal to be eternal. He preached that. God's got boundaries. It's in here. He preached that. Somewhere in this Bible is a message written down by Eddie Hinton, who had a camp meeting years ago, put a chair right here on the altar, and said, your seat will be vacant, and you will be missed because of sin. He's out. Amen. Somewhere in this Bible is a message preached by John Pace. Amen. That stood beside me, preached here in this camp meeting. Come to youth camp. But somewhere along the line got a hold of sin. I'm not saying something I wouldn't say to their face. I've told them and prayed for them. I've called them. Amen. Had begged them to come back to God. Amen. You might still be in a church house. If you don't have it in your heart. Amen. It's just a facade. Amen. It's just a show. Amen. Some folks think because they get up behind a pulpit and they sing the old songs every now and then and they have a holiness preacher come by once a year and they shout and they carry on, that's enough. It's going to take living right. I said it's going to take living right and having that experience with God.
Amen. I don't have many folks at the church. My loved ones, God. I love them. Hope y'all know that, but Tim, I love you. Ain't nothing but little children. The only children there is mine. I thought the other night was at West Side, them babies were crying. I said, sure does feel good. You can turn around and think, man, that's probably an 80% chance it ain't mine this time. Because one cries at our church, it's mine. When one gets taken out and get a spanking, it's mine. It's good to go somewhere else. And I'm like, man, it ain't mine this time. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, but I'm telling you, I was praying. I was asking God to help us. And I thought, it don't matter how old they are. And how is that? Everybody there, except for my children's got more years in the gospel than I do. I've been in it a whole lot longer than I have. But sin don't care about that. And what really got in my heart was, hey man, it seemed like God spoke to my heart and said, if you don't watch out, he'll get your children too. And no matter how young they are. And I thought, no, sir, that ain't gonna happen as long as I'm alive. I'm gonna pray. I teach them that it's right to live holiness. I teach them that's right to live biblical standards. And let me have a good attitude doing it. And show them the love and compassion of God. I don't want sin to get my babies. I said, I don't want sin to get my babies. Somebody needs to help me pray right now.
Hey, man, I know it's just a get up. But there's danger in sin. What's the remedy? What's the cure? Sin's dangerous. It's destructive. It causes decline. And when man's gripped in sin, sin's been defeated. Do you hear me? I said sin has been defeated. Hallelujah. Amen. It was not defeated by man, but on the cross of Calvary. Amen. On the cross of Calvary. Amen. Where does sin's defeat come from? It came from our deliverer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who in an instant, amen, by his blood, liberated man. Well, you say, I'm too bound. I'm too caught up. I'm too far gone. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my sin rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Amen. I'm
telling you, there is a deliverer of man. And the man Jesus Christ that paid the price by his precious blood. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning that God can set you free. I know you know the way. I know, amen, that you know what it is to feel God's power. But sin has you bound. I'm telling you, God wants to loose you. I said, God wants to loose you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. One man said, I'm closing. What's the difference between the saint and the sinner? The grave. There's been a death and a resurrection. That saint has died out to sin and been raised by that quickening spirit. Oh God, I'm wondering, I mean, I'm really wondering how many in this service, how many in this tabernacle have let sin destroy your life. Well, it don't take much. He'll never get me. Hey man, it wouldn't take much. I mean, just letting down a little bit, him grabbing you and pulling you away from the cross. Hey man, if I can make him fall, I'm sure, amen, to make others fall. If I can take a young man trying to live for God, amen, trying to live his best to live holy and righteous, if I can take him and taint him, surely somebody else will give up. I can't live it, I can't do it. But you know what the cross says? I can take somebody, even though they were young, stained by sin, I can lead them to Calvary, and at Golgotha, at that hill, I can transform their lives forever. Would you stand to your feet, lift your hands, ask God to help us here. Oh God, pray, saints, right now. If I felt led to, I would, but I don't. There's some of you here, and I hope you know you're my friend. I love you. I do. Hope you know that. Your mom and dad's cried for you. Aunts and uncles. People's cried. Pastors, church. Asking God to help you. But pride of life and the lust of the flesh is going to be your downfall. But if you live long enough, it'll change. You won't be that youthful man anymore. You get older. Hey man, you won't be that young lady anymore. You'll get older. And you'll look back and you'll wish, hey man, you'll wish you to serve God. I'm telling you, my heart goes out to somebody here this morning. It's not all about the appearance. As far, I'm not talking about standard, but I'm talking about trying to look the part. I'm good, preacher. I'm good. God knows exactly where you are. Hey, man, you know the way you're dressing ain't right. It'll carry you farther than you want to go. You know the things you're listening to, the things you're saying, the things you're doing ain't godly. It'll carry you farther than you want to go. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Would you help me? Man, I feel a block right here. I'm asking God to move right now. Dear Heavenly Father, you know every lost person in this place. You know every young man, every young girl, every older person, whoever it might be. Would you move in their heart and life right now? God, we need salvation. We need salvation. Oh, God. Amen. Let me tell you, as our brother gets ready to sing and play, your answer is not running away from the cross. It's running to the cross. Amen. Your answer ain't shunning church, but it's coming to church and letting God help you before it's too late. I wonder who'd be the first step out of their seat and say, Brother Yeoman, I just need God. I ain't where I need to be. I mean, it ain't no sense sugarcoating it, trying to beg you to come, whatever. Just be honest with yourself and say, I need God. Thank God for my boy. Well, he's too young. He don't know no sin. Yeah, he does. But you know what? Every night we pray and we talk to him. Mom and daddy tell him sin will take you to hell, son. That little lie will take you to hell. It don't take much, it's sin. And I want some of you young boys to be a man up and say, I'm gonna live for God. I'm gonna live for God. Some of you young ladies say, I'm tired. I'm tired of just getting by. I'm going to live for God. You're getting too grown. You're getting that attitude, I'm just too grown to show how. I'm past the age of all that. I can handle it myself. I know what I need. And preacher, you just ain't got it. I know what to help me. I'm telling you what you don't know. Amen. It's where you're going is going to cost you far more than you're willing to pay. Amen. What you're doing is going to cost you your integrity. It's going to ruin your character. It's going to scar your life. While there's opportunity, run to Him. I said run to Him and get it under the blood and get sanctified. I said get holy before God. Separate yourselves before it's too late. One more time. You want to pray? We'll call everybody in. You feel like you need to pray today. Amen. That devil's got a pull. That devil's got a pull. I really believe I'm talking to some good hearted young people. I'm looking at a congregation of young folks, and I believe with all my heart, if I ask you to do something for me, you do it. I really do. I really do, Brother Joe, and I believe they do the same for you and all these others. But you're going to ruin your life playing with God. You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it. You hear me, son? You hear me? I prayed for you. I prayed for you. Oh, God, don't play. Everybody will. Let's come pray. Ask God to help us. Ask God to help us.